Former Yugoslav leader Slobodan Milosevic was ousted from office last October after 13 years in power. Under his watch, Yugoslavia sank from relative prosperity into poverty, and the Belgrade cultural scene, once on the cutting edge, was overwhelmed by nationalism. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports that 5 months after Milosevic's fall, some artists are now challenging his legacy.
Belgrade was once synonymous with avant-garde films, books, and art. But in the last 10 years, local code for the Milosevic era of wars, poverty, and isolation, people here had to focus on their physical rather than cultural nourishment. Nevertheless, Belgrade's bookstores have always been filled with customers. Plato is a downtown Belgrade landmark next to the university's philosophy department. Students and arty types sit in front of computer screens in the internet cafe or sip coffee at narrow tables. But there are also middle-aged people browsing through the aisles. Bookseller Stefan says that for some time now, most of Plato's customers have been buying books about esoteric subjects.
I think more is like they want to escape from reality. But the thing is that not that many books that face the reality.
Ivana Dimic is a playwright and author. She says the euphoria triggered by Milosevic's downfall has been replaced by a realization of just how morally bankrupt the society is. And she's been inspired to write an allegorical story about the roof of her house falling down.
And the friend of mine, Carpenter, who is very wise, told me, "What do you expect? The house was eaten by mice for 10 years. And then you are surprised when the house fallen down in a minute. It's rotten from the basis. When you ruin values for years, then you can't, build up in 5 months or, you know."
The rottenness that is Serbian society is now being shown in a new movie called Normal People. The movie takes place in a gray, squalid, anonymous Belgrade. The main character is Toma, an ambulance driver who sees people dying every day. He's in love with Mirjana, who lives with a thuggish gangster because she hopes he can give her a comfortable life. There's also an ex-soldier haunted by the horrors of war who just wants to find a job.
Zdravo, Iko. A teenage poginu.
There's little action, mostly talk, the futile conversations of people who desperately seek only one thing, normality, normal jobs, normal relationships, a normal future. They're decent people, but they're losers in a society in which decency gets you nowhere. The underlying theme of the movie is violence, the physical violence Mirjana is subjected to as she's beaten to death by her boyfriend, the thug, and the moral violence that produces collective indifference. Interviewed in a cafe, Oleg Novkovich, the 32-year-old director of the movie, says it describes a dog-eat-dog society.
Of course that this is a Milosevic's Serbia. Now Milosevic is gone, but Serbia will stay like that, in my opinion, for quite a long time.
Another writer who has taken on contemporary reality is Mirjana Bobic-Mojsilovic, author of a bestseller called Diary of a Serbian Housewife. It tells the story of the generation that came of age at the end of the Tito era. It was a generation that believed it was a part of the mainstream of West European culture until Milosevic made it a pariah in the eyes of the world. Bobic Mojsilovic is scathing about the values of the Milosevic society.
Money is everything, that there are no relations which should be respected except money relations, that the school is not important, the religion is not important, the family is not important, that they promoted the style of life with nightclubs for adolescents, a lot of guns, alcohol, drugs, prostitution.
Serbian music videos showcase streetwalker fashion, an aggressive beat, and nihilistic lyrics. The role models of this pulp fiction society are the gangster and his mall, seen speeding through Belgrade in flashy cars, surrounded by bodyguards packing heat. In the months since Milosevic was ousted, organized crime, which always had close links to his special police forces, has not been lying low. In fact, Deputy Prime Minister Žarko Korać says a wave of political intimidation and even assassination attempts has hampered the new reformist government from establishing the rule of law.
We had difficulties in finding public prosecutors because nobody dared to accept this job. There are threats, daily threats. Now ministers are in bulletproof cars, they have bodyguards. It's very difficult to get used to such a life. And some ministers are getting awful threats all the time, like Minister of Interior, Minister of Justice.
Although Slobodan Milošević himself is out of power, many of the negative influences of his regime can still be seen and felt in Serbian society. What's new is that Serbian artists are beginning to focus on the emotional and moral wasteland he has left behind. Silvia Podoli, NPR News, Belgrade.